It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will start things out by going right to the phone calls. That is the point of the show, your calls about anything. We go to Fish in Virginia to start things out here tonight on at the Amp Line. Fish, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing great, Fish. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mark. A while back, you read an email from me on the air regarding your agreement with your wife, with your child, whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I had stated in my email that my wife was interested in having a child, but there were things regarding the child that I wasn't really interested in, like such as changing diapers. Do you remember that email?
I had a couple of them like that, but I'll take your word for it.
Your wife called me nuts.
I did? Oh, my wife called you nuts?
Your wife called me nuts.
I can't believe it. Okay.
Anyway, you were right with your wife. Anyway, just want to let everybody know that shortly thereafter, I found out that my wife was pregnant.
That didn't happen. Like, women want to, you know, wives want to have babies, and they tend to.
Right. So, you know, it happened, and so my daughter, Sydney, was born the last week on May 5th at 4:02 p.m., and I'd point out that I've changed at least 3 diapers.
Good.
Since that's happened. Now, this is coming from somebody who, at one point in my life, was similar to Ian in respect with children. Didn't really care much for them, but prior to this, I think I would never have imagined myself changing diapers. I thought it was worth mentioning that having a child really changes certain things about you.
Yeah, it's entirely chemical. You really can't help it. Even the most cynical person about children, and I can understand why people are cynical about children. I certainly have been, not interested or anything like that, but I tell you, it's the most important thing in my life now. And I'm happy about it.
There are things that, you know, I never imagined I would appreciate about a child until the moment she was born.
Yep.
Interesting.
I just really felt the need to share that.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your perspective.
Fish. Yep.
Appreciate hearing from you, Fish. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in New Jersey. You can call about anything. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. Well, I was going to continue the parenting conversation. So, Mark, I had an idea that came to me about how you can best raise a children and teach him about being fiscally responsible. And you can also punish him if he gets out of line without hitting him.
Okay.
And the way that I think it would work is this. When he becomes of age, like 12 years old around there, whenever you decide, you start charging him a rate to use certain things like electricity, et cetera, and you meter it, and then you tell him that if he gets out of line, you'll raise the rates such that he can't pay it, and when he does things that he helps around the house, that does extra things, you pay him for it or you reduce the rates on the things that he likes to use. For example, you could charge him $5 for all the time that he spends on the computer if you want to encourage him to play outside with his friends. What do you think about that?
What do I think about it? I think it's difficult to meter electrical use inside a home.
Well, the general concept.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it has some validity. I think that there's to some extent you're taking taking advantage, even though you're not intending to, of the situation where the government is exerting force on the youngster, not allowing him to move. Essentially, I have a monopoly as to whether or not the child lives at my house because he has to. And, you know, I entered into that situation with that understanding. And so, I mean, to some extent, you're talking about it like it's somewhat unfair.
What if he doesn't pay?
Yeah.
You're going to call it SACL?
You could tell him that take away the computer or whatever, as long as you paid for the computer, of course.
Of course.
But you're paying for the electricity, so...
I think that I definitely agree with carrot and stick approaches. These are good things.
My parents threatening to take away my access to the computer was very motivational for me. I mean, they didn't have to charge me for it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say you could do that without a fee schedule. I mean, you could basically just say, The computer's going off now.
Yep, that's our computer.
What you've done.
Yep.
And at the same time, you want to teach him how his actions can affect him in the marketplace, and his reputation is very important. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that, you know, that I think kids tend to learn that if you give them chores and things like that when they're good, they get an opportunity to earn, and when they're not so good, they don't get an opportunity to earn. Like, I think that there's room for what you're talking about. I just don't know about the math that's involved in doing what you're talking about. You'd have to do a monthly bill, and that gets...
Yeah, you might be better off going in just kind of a more generally positive direction instead of extracting money from your kids that you've already given to them. You could just control the amount of money that you give to them as far as, you know, a lot of parents, and this may be something that's not appropriate for a teenager, but, you know, for kids, the Gold Star system, I think, works wonders. From what I understand, it certainly worked with me, where you've got certain things that the child is supposed to accomplish in a given period of time, like a week or a month or whatever it might be. And if they accomplish that thing, whether it's not being on the computer X amount of time per day or going out and playing or whatever the things are that are important to you that your child accomplish, you give them a silver star or a gold star or something like that, depending on if they've done what they're supposed to do. And if they reach a certain amount of stars, then they get, within a certain period of time, then they get some sort of reward. So whether that reward be a cash thing or going out and doing something that the child likes, you know, mini golf or whatever it might be that that they enjoy, that's that carrot in the stick where you're not docking them their pay or anything like that. You're not taking money back from them, but you're giving them an incentive to do the right thing so they can maximize their earning potential. Would that be a better restructuring, do you think?
Oh, but I think that sounds a lot more easier to implement than the system I was just pondering about.
Yeah, implementation is important.
I was just reading this thing about how you talk to your kids about money and that you should never say you can't afford something, ever. You should always say, I haven't budgeted that yet, because it gets them thinking.
It's not a bad idea, I don't think.
I'm trying to decide, why would you say I can't afford it?
Well, if you're you have the kid begging, pulling on your leg in the store, and he wants that bag of Skittles or whatever, and you say, oh, I can't afford that, or he wants a toy and he's being a little brat about it, you say, I can't afford that, then he thinks that money is evil and that it's the reason why he can't get that toy. Whereas if you say, I haven't budgeted it yet, then you place the onus on yourself to save and you have to show him that if you want something, you need to budget it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea, and encourage him to get it himself. Like, oh, you can have that, just save your money.
Well, it depends on the age of the child. I mean, it's difficult to give allowances to four-year-olds and things like that. I mean, you know, what do they do to earn the money? I don't like, matter of fact, I don't like the idea of just giving an allowance to a child because, you know, what did they do to earn it? And what does a four-year-old do, you know, clean up their own messes?
Not destroy things, I guess.
Yeah, right. That would be about the size of that.
Hey, Alex, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing
thanks
from
for
you.
Taking it.
It's good that he's thinking about these things. I mean, he's a little early on in his adult life, but never too late to start thinking about this.
It's good to think about things in general. It keeps keeps the mind working.
Indeed. So we continue with your minds about whatever is on your mind. Let's talk to Mark in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
The non-aggression principle, I wanted to point out, I think is an important assumption that people don't always think about, and it has an important implication for property rights.
Okay.
And that is that the non-aggression principle, I think, has built into it a concept of a reasonable response, meaning that if someone aggresses against you, your response should be reasonable with respect to that level of aggression. If someone bumps into you, it's not reasonable for you to whip out a gun and shoot them in the head. That's an unreasonable response. At that point, you become, I think, the aggressor. You've initiated aggression by going beyond what he has done to you.
I think you're absolutely right about that. If you want to expound, you're welcome to hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It kind of goes back to a conversation we were having a few weeks ago about the theoretical situation of the old man and the little girl in the garden,
picking flowers,
coming in and stomping through his garden and he coming out with a shotgun. Clearly, that is an unreasonable and it's a response that is absolutely uncalled for in that situation. 1-800-259-9231, meeting force with an equal and opposite or slightly larger amount of force enough to stop the activity from occurring, I think is appropriate. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We at Life Change T would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change T help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian here.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Features including live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, a webcam, all free for you. Just head on over to listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. And do you want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through the 28th, in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C, Porkfest with a C, porkfest.com. As we go to your calls, back to Mark. In California, Mark calling in to point out that the non-aggression principle, the idea that one should not aggress against their neighbors, you're talking about how if somebody does aggress against one of their neighbors, then the neighbor has the right certainly to respond in kind, but not beyond a certain point. Is that what you're getting at?
Mark? Yeah, and if you respond beyond what is reasonable for the aggression that's been committed against you, then I think you're becoming the aggressor. The case of someone bumping into you and then you in response shooting them in the head. So I think but this is one piece of the discussion that I wanted to put out there, which goes back, as you point out, to this issue of if a little girl wanders onto some old man's property and shoots you in the head, whatever. There's the issue of reasonable response, but there's also something I think a little bit more, let's say, complicated or subtle with respect to the issues of property rights and non-aggression, which is you could argue that if some kids are playing and a ball falls on someone's property and they forget about it, that eventually you can do what you want with that ball. It becomes your property. However, you know, in the first instance, if the ball just falls on your property and you burn it in front of the kids and upset them, that may not be their reasonable response. But what I wanted to get to is we always say that property begins with the human body itself. We, in a sense, we say we own ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, there's a bit of an exception to consider with respect to the property rights, which is just because someone happens to wander onto your property, mean that they become your property. That is, in a sense, a conflict of two property rights, the person itself and the property that you own. So if someone wanders onto your property and shooting them, well, beyond being an unreasonable response, you are destroying property that is not yours. You have the right to, in a sense, remove it from your property in a way that is not destructive or is not unreasonable in response.
I agree with that. But, I think a reasonable response, would be to explain your rules to that person and then, you know, let them know that let them make the choice as to whether they want to voluntarily remove themselves or if you should contact your protection agency and have them take care of it.
Sure. But again, I'm not sure I put it out there clearly enough. It's something that it may take a little more discussion or thinking about. But what I was getting to is the essence of property is ownership of oneself. And you cannot simply by wandering onto someone's property become their property simply because the sign says if you wander onto here, I can shoot you in the head. For them to claim that they can destroy you because you have wandered on their property means that you have become their property. And we always say that to own something means you can do what you want with it. So if you're saying that because someone walks on your property, you can shoot them in the head because they violated your rules, what you're claiming is that they've become your property and you can do what you want with them.
I think
that that's where it, even more than the reasonable response issue, is something, they'll say, sacred in the idea of property rights that people don't always consider.
I think it's a good point, but couldn't one say that, well, by wandering onto the property, aren't you also saying you own them by being able to remove them?
No, removing them doesn't mean that you are going to the point of necessarily even affecting their value of as property, right? Just because you remove me from your house doesn't mean that you've destroyed my value of self as property or caused me harm or anything.
It could hurt your feelings.
If you push it, maybe, but at the end of the day, the person still has his or her own property intact, which is, you know,
myself. True. Well observed, sir. I appreciate that. Any comments, gents?
I think it's well thought out, and I'm impressed with it.
Very good, Mark. Anything else on your mind?
That's all. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We go to Taryn in Georgia. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Fellas.
Taryn, what's on your mind?
Fellas.
Go ahead.
I was curious about, I don't understand how voting works with jails. Are prisoners allowed to vote or not? And the reason I bring this up is because if you had a small town with a large prison population, you know, they could pretty much run candidates that would cater to those prisoners and, mm-hmm. and win those elections.
Generally, no, from what I understand. But I'm not sure about jails versus prisons. Mark, do you happen to know if there's a distinction there?
As far as a jail goes, I don't know. That seems like it does seem like a real issue. What that could do is throw off, like, the wards or the precincts within a city because, or, you know, county or something like that because, you know, you would be concentrating people in a given area. So if, for instance, there's a major town and a minor town, and the minor town contains the jail and they're both inside the same county, then you would be likely displacing people from the city and then putting them into the smaller town and having them vote there, and that would... that probably could create some problems. However, they don't really offer the opportunity to vote in jail. However, you probably could raise a stink if you wanted to and be able to vote. Getting news is going to be difficult because if you have TV at all, it's likely the convicts are watching cartoons at the time the news is on, and it's difficult to get plugged in, that kind of thing.
I'm not necessarily sure. In the case of a jail, would you necessarily, as an inmate, have a domicile in that smaller town? Because I know that's the situation around here. The jail's in a small town. But even if you were allowed to vote, would they consider that your new residence? Or would they say that you could vote absentee wherever you were living prior to being put in jail? I can see how you might be able to make the argument that, well, I'm living in the jail now, so I get to vote wherever the jail is. But I could see them allowing inmates in the jail to vote, but not giving them a vote in that particular jurisdiction.
Well, you were saying the prisoners, like when they go to prison, they're not allowed to vote. How are they not allowed to vote on... That just seems odd.
They pull that privilege from you. If you've been convicted of a felony, I think in most places, that's going to remove your right to vote. Isn't that right, Mark? At least from your experience?
I know that you can't vote as a... In Florida, for one, you can't vote as a convicted felon until you have your rights restored.
But as a misdemeanor, you can. Is that right?
I guess that's so.
Okay.
And you can't vote while incarcerated in Florida, while convicted.
So even misdemeanor people cannot vote while incarcerated.
Not.
So that's in Florida, but it could be different across the country.
I believe, and this is just like hearsay from a guy who remembers this, having read this somewhere more than a decade ago, okay? I believe that convicts can vote in the state of Oklahoma while they're incarcerated.
Wow.
That doesn't make any sense to me, and it brings
why
up
not.
A whole
vote.
Bunch of problems. But
I think it's a fine idea. Let them vote. Everybody's supposed to be able to. It's what they claim. Taryn, great call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And still to come, we've got to get to that story about the 85-day sentence for not showing up for jury duty. And Mark's got a paintball ban story as well. Free Talk Live.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Serene Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, as we continue here, taking your calls about whatever you want. Oh, also, I need to tell you that on freetalklive.com, you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy to do. They do all kinds of legal documents over there, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
As we continue taking your phone calls, let's talk to Stephen in Oregon. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I try to catch a show when I can.
Welcome, Stephen. What's on your mind tonight?
I like you guys. Hey, I was going to talk about Parenthood, and a couple of the things that came up about property rights that while I was listening is one of the things. I don't think there's any problem with that. People come out and say, get off my property or I'll call the police. If they feel in danger, then they'll protect themselves. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard too much in the news about any problems with that. The jury duty thing that you're about to bring up, is, man, I had it, and I just called. I couldn't make it. I just call and check in, make sure I'm okay. And so I had no problem missing mine here in Oregon. And, you know, they let me know you're a frequent traveler. We'll take you off the list, you know. And, but you guys got to check in. You have to call them and say, here's my situation. And so whatever you're going to talk about that. What was the one that just talked about previous to that? I had one more before I got into my parenthood thing.
Raising kids? I don't know.
Just right before the Okay, we'll just forget it. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go to the parenthood. Hey, as a single dad for about 12 years, and you can go through all the scenarios and try to figure out what you do, I just want to let you know what I did as a single parent. My kids now are 20 and 22 and doing great. And I didn't have no lottery, had no family, I had no inheritance or anything like that. But I prayed for wisdom, man. And the Bible says, ask for wisdom. And what I like about it is because he says, I do it without reproach. You don't have to change your lifestyle. You don't have to have a prerequisite. You don't have to have anything. You just got to ask me for it. And I really like that scripture a lot because there is nothing you have to give back except just asking. And I did that every single day.
I think that's a good thing. Even if there is no God at all, I think that just the fact that you're asking for wisdom and you're receptive to the idea of wisdom, that you will act in a more wise fashion. Even if you aren't actually more wise.
Well, being more pensive and thoughtful towards what your actions are going to be are inevitably, I think, going to result in better results than just flying off the handle and doing whatever your emotions say you should do.
Agree, because, see, I know that, you know, for me, God's 50-50. I happen to believe in Jesus and God and everything, but common sense tells me it's a 50-50 deal here. I happen to choose it, and I chose that, and I do think that just doing that puts you in a different realm of thought process, and it gets you into a different, you know, thinking of way, and I'm telling you, man, it has been beautiful for me, and it may not be work for everyone. I don't know any of these things, but I just thought I'd share that on your radio show, that it's easy to do. It's free, and you don't have to change anything.
I appreciate that.
I think that it likely will work for everyone. I think that one of the concerns, the pitfalls, might be that
An atheist isn't going to want to pray to anything.
They can be pensive about the idea of introspection
or something like that.
But I think that one might be concerned about there is that, you know, when you get an idea that it's then given from God, and ideas given from God in people's minds can be bad, right? Like if the emperor says that all
people are starting wars.
Yeah, that's the scary part of it. God speaking to you,
an open heart out of love in your heart, though. I think if you do it with that way, and I think even a lot of atheists, they're not bad people, for sure. They have a lot of love in their heart. I listen to Mike Guevara all the time. I really like him. You know, I like him a lot. I think he has a good heart. And so I don't think, but I think the big thing is just asking for wisdom. And maybe you don't have to, like, think about, you know, there's a God, there's a Jesus and all that. Just ask. You know,
thanks for the call and the suggestion tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Nick, as the resident atheist here tonight, your thoughts on that?
I think looking for wisdom is a good thing in that it makes you more considerate and thoughtful. So I basically agree that asking for the wisdom or looking for it will change the way you view the world. I don't think it's coming from a higher power. I don't really, you know, if you're asking me directly if I think that there's a higher wisdom there that can be imparted to you, I don't think so. But I think that by asking those questions and looking for it, you allow yourself to think about things a little bit differently.
And, of course, pantheists like myself might suggest that when you're looking inside yourself, you are part of God or goddess or all that
whatever.
Is or whatever. So so that the answers are coming from you, and that's good. But thinking about those things instead of just flying off the handle and acting as a reactionary and just taking it, you know, observing what's happening and immediately reacting to those things rather than taking a few seconds and, you know, calling a timeout, especially if you're getting heated, especially if we're talking about kids, for instance, where they might be doing something that is really irritating or destructive or something like that. You want to make sure that you're approaching that situation in the appropriate manner, and if your emotions are running high, you may not be likely to approach it in as good of a manner as possible. How about the Quaker perspective on things, Mark? What's the Quaker perspective to say about that?
From my point of view, I don't know that there's a Quaker perspective that one can give, being how the religion has no creed. However, I would agree with everything you said, that the light in me, the God in me, would be referenced in that fashion.
And the Quakers would also support a loving solution instead of something alternate from that, right?
There would be, you know, the Quakers are pacifists, therefore there would never be a
so like the inner voice said, shake the baby, they wouldn't
go with that one.
So that would be the devil.
I don't know.
It wasn't God.
I don't have any idea who that was. You know what? It's not God. That's all.
All right. So
I don't really believe that there could possibly be a devil. I mean, that's taking another step.
That's another silly man story designed to control people.
Well, it's more silly than the other man story about the God in the sky.
I think that
Jesus.
I think that if you're going to have some man stories, I think that one that is an all-loving story is a much better story than having some sort of evil being out there punishing people.
Speaking of ridiculous stories, I'd like to point out that Oklahoma does not allow convicted felons to vote while in jail. As a matter of fact, according to this, I guess they only they don't allow you to vote for the length of time that you were sentenced for additionally. So if you got a 5-year sentence, then you would have to do whatever amount
of
time
beyond.
You did, and then 5 years beyond the sentence in order to be able to vote.
Got it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula, Florida, going once. Paula in Florida, going twice. Let's try Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
I called you up a few weeks ago about a court case that I've got to face here because I defended my son by pulling a bully off of him when she was attacking him, and I had to grasp her arms and take her off of him, and now I'm facing a charge of simple assault.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to let everybody know, that goes to court on June 19th at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Nashua District Court. You're always saying that, you know, it helps to have lots and lots of people on your side at the court, at any kind of court case.
I think because, it does.
Yeah, so that's June 19th at 1 p.m. Okay.
We can't just have everybody call and plug their court cases, Tom, but if you had something else, you can hang on. 800-259-9231. You have to remember, this is a national radio show where people are listening from around the world, so it doesn't make sense to say, I'm out here in Arizona and need people to come out. It's just not entertaining. 800-259-9231. If you have something you want to talk about, then that'd be great. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or dishonestmoney.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are free, so enjoy the show. Enjoy all the stuff on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we've got a page on our site set up to help you do just that. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that most of them are really simple, easy, and free that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and help expose more new people to the ideas of freedom. Go and get that list over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls, Tom is in New Hampshire. And Tom, you're calling about something else tonight, so go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts are a way to describe a lot of what some bureaucrats do. Okay, some bureaucrats are harmless, like the janitors at the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Some bureaucrats are in the business of committing unprovoked violence, such as the ones that go breaking down doors and barging into the homes of innocent drug dealers to arrest them for, but another set of bureaucrats, to describe what they do is babbling and scribbling.
Okay? What do you mean by that?
Well, the state legislators, they stand there in their sessions, and they babble and babble and babble, and they've got these documents, and, okay, all those in favor, aye. Okay, and then they scribble their signatures on it, and they send it off to the governor to scribble on it. Okay, all they're doing, when judges order that the cops take, like when the judge ordered the cops to take Ian off to jail,
yes,
all the judge was doing was babbling. It was a cop that actually committed the violence. So I'm just just introducing that expression of babbling and scribbling.
It's cute.
As a way to describe what a lot of the bureaucrats are doing.
You're right. I mean, it really nails down the essence of what it is they do. I think you've done a good job with that one, Tom, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And so when the cops use the old famous old excuse of, well, I was just following orders, well, you were following a man in a robe who was speaking words. I mean, you've got no obligation to do those things. It's just because the man in the robe says
my job.
Right, just because the man in the robe says to throw that peaceful man who sold a little bit of marijuana in a prison cell doesn't mean you have any obligation to do that. And that's true. The other men that'll babble and scribble, I guess, will no longer scribble your paychecks as a possibility. But at least you can,
it's an important bit of scribbling, I must say.
At least you can move on in your life and feel good about not being inhumane toward your fellow man. And I understand that there are good people in the police departments that got into it for all the right reasons. I was having a chat with Brad Jardis today online, and he's one of those guys. You know, he's one of those cops. He's a law enforcement against prohibition member. He's an active on-duty police officer, one of the few law enforcement against prohibition members that actually does meet that particular qualification. Most of them are retired cops. And so he faces a lot of ostracism within his own organization of the fellow officers, because they just don't understand the drug issue, a lot of them, and they don't want to understand it, a number
right.
of them.
They're financially motivated to be on a particular side, and they don't even think a great deal about any of that stuff. They just know, well, this is the side I'm on, and
right.
you know, they've sort of the way law enforcement is, the mentality of law enforcement in this country and likely you know, worldwide, is that of a very team oriented group.
So they are really doing a job on Brad as far as within the ranks. They are being quite nasty, as you might imagine. I mean, if you've ever encountered a nasty cop or you've heard about nasty cops, just imagine cops being as nasty as they can to one of their own of the thin blue line. And that's what's happening with him. And on the other side of things, he's also getting a rough time from some of the activists. Not a lot of them, but there are a handful of the activists up here in New Hampshire. And as you know, liberty activists from around the country and around the world are converging here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And there are a handful of activists that are essentially ostracizing Brad.
Which,
because,
for no point, really. I mean,
right.
It doesn't make any sense
at all. I agree with you. I think that it's counterproductive what these activists are doing. And I like a lot of them personally. I think they do valuable things for liberty, no doubt about it. But I think they're making a mistake in their ostracization of Brad because, you know, as I said, Brad's one of those cops that got in for the right reasons. And that's why he stays in. It's not because he wants to be doing horrible things to people. He wants to do things that help people.
Well, when you've got somebody on the inside or anybody who's moving in the right direction, they've taken a stand that, in his case, it's actually, you know, he's feeling it. He's got something to lose by
yeah.
taking the stand he has for freedom and spitting in their eye because they've moved in the right direction and made sacrifices for liberty. Does that incentivize more police officers to step up?
Absolutely
to share
not.
Your opinions so you can spit in their eye?
I right. Mean, it just doesn't make much sense. I mean, what's the alternative? You know, he goes back. He can either quit his job, at which point another bureaucrat who likely is not going to be as far along in the concepts
right.
of liberty will take his place, or he can decide, screw all this freedom stuff, I'm going back. I mean, like, what kind of behavior are you incentivizing here?
I absolutely agree with you. I think that, and this is what I was talking with another activist about today, and that was encouraging those folks who've been mean and nasty toward Brad to try a different approach, try a compassion, try understanding, try appreciation, appreciating him for as far as he's come along and everything that he's done, because having Brad Jardis get up in front of the politicos at the scribblers, as Tom would call them, the state legislature, and speak as a law enforcement officer, someone who is a law enforcement officer, who's against prohibition, who is in favor of legalization or decriminalization,
that's
incredibly valuable. And the last thing I would think that an activist would want to do is to lower themselves to the same level as the thug cops that are punishing Brad. I mean, by being mean and nasty toward Brad as an activist, as a liberty lover, you are essentially doing exactly as the nasty thug police are doing towards him. So you're right on that same level of being a total jerk and, you know, being close-minded and not embracing him for all of the value that that he's provided you and by, you know, and the movement, the liberty movement. I think it's a tremendous mistake. And I think that it's exactly what you say, Mark. What do you want to encourage? You know, if you want Brad to move closer and people like Brad, because there are other officers out there silently watching and observing what's happening here. If you want more of those folks to come in your direction, you should be embracing them and you should be encouraging them. And the way you do that is by associating with them and spending time with them and talking with them and showing them the right path and encouraging them to take it. I suggested that a good-natured ribbing is going to get your point across to Brad better than telling him, you're a jerk, stop doing what you're doing, I'm not talking to you ever again.
Right, and I think that Brad probably sees that there are some there's some disparities in him helping people by working for the police department. And I'm sure he sees that. However, he probably sees some advantages there, too, and I do, too. And the other thing that somebody can look at, so he sees those things. I don't know that he necessarily needs anyone else's help, and certainly not anyone else's ostracization in order to see those things. Secondly,
yeah, I agree.
There's a really great little Bible verse out there, and you can say what you want about the Bible. It's full of good little nuggets of information, good little nuggets of ways to live in the world. And one of those nuggets is, before you go fishing around in your neighbor's eye for the mote in his, mm-hmm. look for the plank in yours. So when you don't fund or in any way help the organizations of violence and coercion in this world, then perhaps
yeah.
you can go and make a big stand in front of Brad Jardis.
So you're still being a jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't think that helps anything. So 1-800-259-9231.
By the way, I have no idea who these people might be that are ostracizing him.
I'm not naming names for that reason. Know. There's no reason for that. But I think it's important to talk about it because I'm sure we're not the only ones who at one time might have felt the way they do. I mean, I'll admit, man, I've had harbored some real bad feelings toward the police. Okay. I'll be the first person to admit that. But I think that more is solved through compassion and understanding and peaceful means and embracing people and encouraging them to come in the right direction rather than shutting them off and shutting them down and being jerks.
I mean, I'm sure there's other police officers out there who think the same way Brad does, but they're not going public because they don't feel they're going to have any real support. They're certainly not likely to get it from other police officers in their department, but if they can't rely on the people who they're agreeing with to back them up,
it's like a no man's land.
Right. No one's going to step forward in a no-win situation where they're going to be hated by their own police department and the activists they're agreeing with.
I don't want to make it sound like Brad is in a no man's land, but there are certain activists that are contributing to that feeling. I think that most people really appreciate what he's doing and are friendly toward him and are encouraging toward him. I think that's the case. It's just that a certain few can be overly, influential or zealous and... Please rethink your positions. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.